help us in the mood of getting ready for Rath Yatra. This is Rath Yatra month. I've said many times, and I will continue to say, the best time to visit this temple is this time of the year. More so than any other time in the year, when the Rath Yatra season starts, this is when this temple flourishes and is on its topmost, exemplary, most ecstatic mood. And it gets better and better each day. And by the time July 31st, when Lord Jagannath goes in his limousine and then gets on his cart, and we have Hare Krishna Day in Los Angeles, because here in Los Angeles, everybody's got their day, right? I don't need to tell you. Everybody's got their day. That day is our day. We rule the day. And everybody comes out of the closet and they pronounce, I am Hare Krishna. So it's a build-up. And it's Rath Yatra is actually a very, very emotional, personal, deep spiritual feeling. And anyone who really gets in the mood and anyone who surrenders, you will reap great transcendental jewels. The trick is to, as we like to say, get absorbed. You have to let yourself get in the mood. Just like when the parade is going and the cart is rolling, don't stand in the way. Get in there. Get in the flow. And that's what you want to do. You want to get into the flow of Rath Yatra. Now, right now, it's just beginning. It's just starting. In 2 weeks, we'll have the Snana Yatra. On Snana Yatra, everyone becomes Brahman. Everyone gets to bathe Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. One day of the year, everybody is Brahman. So, don't miss that day. Unfortunately, I will be in Toronto for their Rath Yatra. But don't you miss that day. That's July 17th. Don't miss that day. The bathing of Lord Jagannath. Where you can get this close to Lord Jagannath. This close. I see how close I am to the microphone. God is that close to you. Yes, it's a most wonderful day of the year. And then, 2 weeks after that, Rath Yatra. So this is the time to come and be part of New Dwarka. I travel around the world. I preach in different temples. I preach in different people's homes all over the world. But when I come here to New Dwarka, I feel like home, sweet home. So this is New Dwarka Dham. Krishna's abode when he was a householder was Dwarka, but Prabhupada named this temple New Dwarka, just as the early settlers, right? When they came from Europe to America, New Amsterdam, which became New York, forget about it, and knew this and knew that. Prabhupada also and came as a pioneer and established New Vrindavan, New Dwarka. So this is a special place. And Prabhupada spent so much time here in this temple. His rooms are upstairs. And he blessed this place. He liked Los Angeles. It was very conducive for his writing of books and establishing more firmly the Krishna consciousness movement. And he named it his Western World Headquarters, and Suvas likes to keep that mantra going. Western World Headquarters. So before I begin speaking on Krishna book and also Chaitanya Charitamrita, I have to put myself in the proper mood. Allow me to chant two mantras. Trinadapi sunichena torori vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. In order for me to preach, I have to think of myself lower than the straw in the street. I have to be more tolerant than a tree. I have to give you all respect because Krishna is in your heart. And I can't be concerned about people giving me respect. In this way, I can always easily chant Krishna's holy name. And why do I want to chant Krishna's holy name? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata. Lord Chaitanya was told by his guru at the time of initiation, you need to do only one thing. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Don't do anything. Just chant. So let's all chant the Hare Krishna mantra loudly. So this Rath Yatra observance began 5,000 years ago. So let's go back to a place known as Kurukshetra. Not when Bhagavad Gita is spoken, but before that. So let's all go back. This is Nirantara's world. So right now you're in Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. When Krishna was 11 years old, he was taken away from Vrindavan and brought to Mathura by the evil King Kamsa. He had sent Akrura, one of Krishna's relatives. He wanted Akrura to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. Kamsa was planning on killing them, but as it turned out, Kamsa was killed instead, and Krishna and Balaram emerged victorious. Then Krishna was reunited with his original parents, whom he was separated from at birth, Vasudeva and Devaki. He spent some time with them, the residents of Vrindavan who had come to Mathura. They went back home, but they didn't go back with their minds. Their minds were still with Krishna and Balaram, who were staying in Mathura. So Krishna had said that he was going to return, but something happened along the way. He got entangled. He only got married to 16,108 wives. Can't understand why only 16,100. So he built a city in the sea called Dwaraka and had 16,108 palaces, and each queen had her own palace and her own Krishna at night. So after many, 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 many years, Krishna now has grandchildren, because with each wife, he had 10 sons and 1 daughter, and each of those sons had 10 sons. Big joint family. So after many, many, many years, there was a reuniting. And the occasion was a solar eclipse. And the residents of Dwaraka went to this place, Kurukshetra, which would later be the scene of Bhagavad Gita, the Mahabharata war. And at the same time, the residents of Vrindavan also came. And then there was the very emotional, heartfelt reunion where everyone met each other. Krishna's queens and all the residents of Vrindavan, everybody they met. There was much emotional exchanges. At a certain point, Krishna slipped away and met secretly with his most confidential associates, the gopis. And there was an exchange, and Krishna was telling the gopis that, I'm sorry that I got entangled and I cannot be with you. And Krishna was trying to philosophically tell them, actually, there can't be any separation between us because I am everything. There's no such thing as separation because whatever you see, that's me. Whatever you touch, smell, whatever, it's me. So there's no separation. Gopis didn't buy it. Because the gopis want Krishna, the person, not his energy. They want him. So this is what the gopis said to Krishna after he tried to console them with philosophy. Here's what the gopis said. Dear Krishna, from your navel emanated the original lotus flower, which is the birth site of Lord Brahma, the creator. No one can estimate your glories or your opulence, which therefore remain always a mystery, even to the highest thoughtful men, the masters of all yogic power. The conditioned soul, fallen in the dark well of this material existence, can very easily, however, take shelter of your lotus feet. Thus, one's deliverance is guaranteed. So the gopis are transcendentally very enlightened, and they are teaching something for us. What they say here, the conditioned soul fallen in the dark well of this material existence, that's us, but can very easily take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Thus, deliverance is guaranteed. So the question becomes, how do I take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? You're doing it right now. Hearing about Krishna. Are you looking at Krishna on the altar? Does he not look very beautiful? So don't look at me. I'm not worth looking at. You look at Krishna during the whole lecture. All right? So you can become attached to Krishna's lotus feet by looking at the deity, by hearing about him, by chanting. This is how you become attached to Krishna's lotus feet. And they said, your deliverance is guaranteed. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe the gopis. The gopis are the topmost authorities in spiritual life. They will never steer you wrong. So I accept, yes, very easily take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Then they said to Krishna, dear Krishna, we are always busy in our family affairs. We therefore request that you remain within our hearts as the rising sun. That will be your greatest benediction. So the rising sun in the morning, right? The early morning hour, the rising sun. It gives us assurance. It makes us feel, oh, like today. It was a beautiful day today, right? And it was a very warm day. So the gopis want Krishna to be the rising sun in their heart. That for them is the greatest benediction. They don't care about money or anything in this material world. All they want, Krishna, you remain within our hearts. This is called pure devotion. And this is what makes the gopis so exalted. They don't want anything from Krishna other than this great, ecstatic, loving devotion. Now, Prabhupada comments on this section. Srila Prabhupada, we thank you for establishing this movement, for establishing this temple, and giving us this Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada ki. The gopis are always liberated souls because they are fully Krishna conscious. They only pretended to be entangled in household affairs in Vrindavan. Because of their separation from Krishna, he might have asked them to return with him to his capital city, Dwaraka. But the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, were not interested in the idea of going with Krishna to Dwaraka. They wanted to remain busy in Vrindavan and thus feel the presence of Krishna in every step of their lives. Lord Chaitanya, who we're going to read about next segment, taught us that this, what the gopis here are expressing, this is the highest spiritual emotion. It is called vipralamba. And according to Lord Chaitanya, this is higher than union with Krishna. Now, this is not conceivable. In our experience in the material world, when we love someone, we don't like separation. Parents go through that when the children go to college, right? They go away, like your daughter, spent many years now, Chicago, wherever, right? But you feel that separation. And you would rather she be home, right? Or just like a husband may be away on business trip, unless the husband's not a good husband. But generally the wife is expecting, oh, husband is coming back soon, any day now. Unless he's Kamsa, then he's thinking, yes, yeah, stay away. The longer he stays away, better. Yeah, good. But generally in a loving relationship, that separation is painful. But in spiritual life, it is just the opposite. The gopis feeling the presence of Krishna, even though he's not quote-unquote physically there, that's a higher spiritual emotion than direct union. I'll repeat it. They wanted to remain busy in Vrindavan and thus feel the presence of Krishna in every step of their lives. They immediately invited Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. Not that we're going to go to Dwaraka. No, you come back to Vrindavan. This transcendental emotional existence of the gopis is the basic principle of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. The Ratha Yatra festival observed by Lord Chaitanya is the emotional process of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So when we're pulling the carts in the parade, that's what you're doing. You're bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Okay? That's the key thing here. That's when you're... How many of you are going to pull the carts on Ratha Yatra Day? Very good. Everybody's hand should be up. Everybody should be pulling. And that's what you're doing, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani refused to go with Krishna to Dwaraka to enjoy his company in the atmosphere of royal opulence, for she wanted to enjoy his company in the original Vrindavan atmosphere. Dwaraka is a big metropolis. Vrindavan is village, cowherd, peace, quiet, the mooing of the cows. Big city, you know what big cities are like. Even in these times, hustle and bustle, chariots, horses, and, you know, it's princely life. No, Radharani wants Krishna. What's Krishna? Not when she saw Krishna at Kurukshetra, she said, what Krishna is this? I want that Krishna who plays the flute on the moonlight, on the bank of the river, in the cool breezes, in not this Yadu Kumar, no. I want Govinda. Everyone say.
Govinda.
She refused to go with Krishna to Dwaraka. She wanted to enjoy his company in the original Vrindavan atmosphere. Lord Krishna, being profoundly attached to the gopis, never goes away from Vrindavan, and the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan remain fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness. So that's part one of getting you in the mood of Rath Yatra. What are you doing? Bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. All in favor, say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Now, part two takes Rath Yatra. So this was how many years ago, what I described? Who was paying attention? 5,000. Very good. Now we're going to go 500 years ago to how Lord Chaitanya exhibited and performed Rath Yatra, because we observe Rath Yatra following in his footsteps. But before I go there, I would like to do a personal dedication. I have with me my niece from Boston. Her name is Daniela, and this is her first time in a Hare Krishna temple. So I'd like to dedicate this second portion for my niece Daniela. Will you please bless her? Everybody say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Chira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you don't want to leave, because if you leave, you won't get the final blessing. So if you want the final blessing, you have to stay to the end. If you leave, can't help you. All right. So now we go to the time of Lord Chaitanya. This is a short excerpt from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The author of that book begins every chapter with a Sanskrit shloka, which summarizes that chapter. Gora Pasyam Atma Vrindai Sri Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shrutva Gopira Solasang Hrishta Prena Nanartasa. Accompanied by his personal associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsav. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Dhanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gaurachandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Shri Vasadi. Gora Bhakta Gana. Jaya Shrota Gana. Jaya Ajara Gaura Pranadhana. Jara Gaura Pranadhana. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. So this is why I like this book. The author glorifies you, the listener or the reader. He's so humble that if you're reading his book, he says, oh, all glories to you. You're reading this book. That's what's so great. Okay, let's go. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra entered the garden. So let's go back 500 years. Or should we go forward 5,000 to 500? Okay. So now we're in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is also sometimes referred to as a replica of Kurukshetra. So I have to give you the background story. During the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was a king, Prataparudra, and he was a great, great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And he desired so much to get a personal audience with the Lord. But the Lord was a sannyasi. And strictly speaking, a sannyasi would never give his audience to a king. Sannyasi was supposed to be completely detached from any kind of material association. It would not look well. People would say, oh, that sannyasi went to see the king. Ah, he's not a real sadhu. He must be getting some money. So it would not look good. People would whisper. You know how people are, right? Oh, did you hear about Lord Chaitanya? What? Oh, he did that? They didn't need cell phones there. Everybody would just gossip. They didn't need Twitter. Everybody, and word spread like wildfire. So Lord Chaitanya was very strict. And even the king had so many of Lord Chaitanya's associates ask on his behalf. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I will not go to see the king. And so many of the Lord's associates, they said, but he's not an ordinary king. He loves you so much. And he just wants to once see your lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, if you say any more about this, I'm leaving and I'm not coming back. So everybody knew, don't press this point anymore. But the devotees are very, very smart. So the devotees, headed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they told this king Prataparudra, here's a way we can arrange for you. On the day of Ratha Yatra, you strip yourself of royal garments. You look like a regular, ordinary bhakta. And then you should sweep the road for Lord Jagannath. Not as King Prataparudra. You come as simple. So he did that. When the parade started, he had his broom, I think it was a golden broom, and he swept. And when Lord Chaitanya was dancing, he noticed, oh, the king sees himself as menial servant of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I must benedict him. So during the parade, Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy. How much ecstasy? His hairs were standing on end. His teeth would chatter. His voice would get choked up. In trying to say Jagannath, he would say, he couldn't say it. Tears were coming out of his eyes like a syringe, watering everybody. And he would fall on the ground. And he was just in his complexion would turn from white to pink. He was exhibiting all kinds of ecstatic emotions. At one point in the parade, he fell down right in front of the king. And nobody noticed except the king. And so the king said, oh, here's my chance. He picked Lord Chaitanya up. Lord Chaitanya did this because he liked the idea that the king had swept the road. So when the king picked up the Lord had to play. So he went, oh, I'm touched by the king. Oh, he came back to external consciousness. He had to do that. He had to play the part. But actually, he arranged that the king, that he fell down right in front of the king and everybody else was absorbed in other things. He was the only one to pick him up. Then, at a certain point in the, because there are three carts, we have three carts, that's why this temple is topmost. Some temples only have one cart. We've got three, and we got three new carts, right? The third new cart is coming this year. We have three carts, therefore this Rathiyatra is paka paka. So, there are three carts, and Lord Chaitanya organizes the kirtan parties, seven kirtan parties, one in front of each cart, in the sides, front and back. So there are seven kirtan parties going on. And Lord Chaitanya does the miracle. At a certain point in the parade, he appears simultaneously in all seven groups. And only a few people can perceive it. And guess who's one of them? The king. Why? He swept the road. So if you get a chance to do some service for Lord Jagannath, take it. Because you don't know. Lord Chaitanya's watching. Oh, you did some flower garlands for me? I'll arrange some special mercy. So this is the time to get the best bang for your buck. I know a lot of you, you have your investments, right? They ain't doing so hot, are they? All right, but now you can do some spiritual investment and get big return on your investment. And that's what you want to do. Do any kind of... So if Swabhas asks you to do some service, take it. Swabhas called me yesterday, Prabhuji, can you come? I said, yes, Prabhu, I can come. This is my service. So if the devotees ask you to do some service for Rathiyatra, take it. Look what happened to Prataparudra. He just did a menial task, sweeps the road. He gets to see Lord Chaitanya appearing in seven different kirtan parties. He gets to pick him up personally. Then we come to this point. Are you ready to go in? Come further. Come closer. Pick up your ears. Pay attention. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Maharaj Prataparudra was so humble that with folded hands, he first took permission from all the devotees. So at this point, the parade has been going on for some time. They take a break. There's a Rathiyatra I went to in Trinidad. Where's my... There he is. You're from Trinidad, right? Yes. They do big Rathiyatra, very long. And they have two breaks. One break... Four. Yeah, but they take a break in the... They do four breaks?
No, but they have four.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the big one where they take a break. They have a watermelon break. They have a smoothie break. And an ice cream break. So we got to do something here to compete. I was in that Trinidad Rathiyatra. It's a long one. It goes for miles. So in this time of Lord Chaitanya, there's a break in the parade. And Lord Chaitanya and the devotees are resting in a garden before the parade continues. So that's the scene. So Maharaj Pratyapuruja entered the garden. With folded hands, he took permission from all the devotees. So I'll be Pratyapuruja. You're all the devotees. So I'm taking permission from you. Okay? Then with great courage, he fell down and touched the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is resting. He's in what is called half external consciousness. That's where he's at. He's been in so much ecstasy. So part of his consciousness is absorbed in Radha and Krishna Leela. And then the other part of his consciousness is external. It's called half external. Sri Chaitanya was lying on the ground with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion. And the king very expertly began to massage his legs. Now, he couldn't get the audience of Lord Chaitanya for anything, but because he's following the instructions of the devotees, he's now massaging the legs of the... Who would like to be Pratyapuruja? Yes, to massage the legs of the Lord. And the king began to recite verses about the Rasa Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam. There are five such chapters in the Bhagavatam about Rasa Leela. He recited the chapter beginning with the words, Jayati Te Dikam. That's known as the Gopi Gita. That's the prayers the gopis sang when Krishna had disappeared from their sight. During the height of the Rasa dance, Krishna had disappeared. So the gopis gathered together and they sang a song. Each one took a verse and they were appealing to Krishna, please come back, please return to us. We are your devotees. So it's one chapter. I believe it's 19 verses. When Lord Chaitanya heard those verses, he was pleased beyond limits. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. As soon as the king recited the verse, beginning with the words, Tava Katamritam, the Lord immediately rose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Success. He is now, the king has been embraced, who Lord Chaitanya never wanted to see. But what did he do? Swept the road. He got the attention of Lord Chaitanya. Now the Lord is in... Would you like to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya? I would. I am waiting for that day. If Lord Chaitanya embraces you, you see how Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are like this? You'll become like this. Haribol! Haribol! You'll be a changed person. Nobody will know you. What happened to him? He got embraced by Lord Chaitanya. He's never going to be the same. He's going to be eternally ecstatic. Upon hearing the verses recited by the king, Lord Chaitanya said, you have given me invaluable gems. I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Lord Chaitanya were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. This is called ecstatic love of God. This is the highest spiritual understanding. It's called Krishna Prema. Everyone say,
Krishna
Prema. Ecstatic love of God. So here's the verse. And let's take a look at this verse. It's a beautiful verse. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam tavirbir iditam kalma shapaham Shravanamangalam Srimad Atatang Bhuvi Grinanti Ye Bhurida Jana. So, this is for me also, this is of all the prayers the gopis sang in their gopi geet. There's a Bhagavad Gita, there's an Uddhava Gita, there's a gopi Gita. 19 verses, this is my favorite. Please repeat. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. So the nectar of his words, where will you find the nectar of Krishna's words? Bhagavad Gita. And descriptions of his activities, where will you find that? Srimad Bhagavatam, or Krishna book, as we read in the first section. Now, of those who are always aggrieved in this material world, that's me. I don't know about you, but that's me. So these two books, they're for me. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities. That's what Srila Prabhupada did. He gave to America and the whole world Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and his disciples and grand disciples have translated these books into almost every language in the world, including Swahili. Yes, Bhagavad Gita in Swahili. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. As the gopis are saying here, these narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. That's why Prabhupada said, distribute my books. Because if anyone reads the book, they get purified. He once said, if they touch the book, they can be delivered. So, give out Prabhupada's books. That's the best Christmas gift. Give out Prabhupada's books. Look what's happening here. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. Well, now you see why you came today. You will now achieve all good fortune. You don't have to thank me now. You can thank me later. These narrations are broadcast all over the world. Right now, this class is on the internet, and it's being broadcast all over the world. And we have Hare Krishna temples all over the world. And this sound vibration is going on 24/7, because somewhere in the world, there's somebody chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, come on. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I don't hear you. One more time. You got my niece to chant. Haribo! My life is successful. I don't know what her father's going to think, but... These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. So those of you who see yourselves as assistants or servants of Srila Prabhupada, you are the greatest welfare workers. So when you give out Prabhupada's books, when you give out prasadam, or even you just tell someone, Hare Krishna, you are the greatest welfare worker. I applaud you. Very good. I told you many times the story When I used to work here in Westwood as a bookkeeper, when the phone rang, what I would do? Haribo. They thought I was saying hello. Because I'd say it fast. Haribo. And then there was that time when the vice president of sales, he pressed the intercom and was doing this. He was trying to imitate my japa because all during the day at work, I was chanting, answering the phone, inputting, but I was chanting japa. I was doing a gajillion rounds every day. So he must have heard me from time to time. So this one time he was going. After hearing the recitation of this verse, Lord Chaitanya immediately embraced the reciter, King Prataparudra, and cried, "You are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." At this point, Lord Chaitanya did not even know who the king was. Lord Chaitanya's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service, which was? Very good. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. How powerful is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna." The king replied, "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants." There you go. That's how we should see ourselves. I am the most obedient servant of your servants, Srila Prabhupada. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants. Notice he's not saying, "I want to be your servant, Lord." That would be pride. But he wants to be the servant of the Lord's servants. So that should be my mood. Srila Prabhupada, I want to be the servant of your servants. Srila Prabhupada ki! At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king, because Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna. I think he's got a few opulences. Although within his heart, Lord Chaitanya knew everything that was happening, he did not disclose it. He forbade King Prataparudra to disclose that he had witnessed the divine opulences. In other words, keep it confidential. Shh, don't tell nobody. Nor did he disclose that he knew he was talking with King Prataparudra. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon the king, the devotees praised the king's good fortune. This is a devotee. A real devotee is never jealous that somebody else is getting the Lord's mercy. The other devotees praise and glorify, "Oh, you got the Lord's mercy?" That's not that, "Oh, why he got the mercy? What did he do? What a chump. Why didn't I get the mercy? That guy got the mercy? Come on, man." That's not spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness, "He got the mercy of the Lord. When, oh, when will that day be mine? I must serve that devotee so I can also get the mercy of the Lord." That's how a devotee thinks. The devotees praised the king's fortune, and their minds became open and blissful, not narrow-minded and crippled. Open and blissful. And submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances. Is he okay? Too much ecstasy? Okay. Offering obeisance to the Lord Chaitanya, the king went outside. So, would you like a blessing? Yes. All right, sit properly. Keep your feet. All right, it's time for your blessing. So you did the austerity. You heard about Lord Chaitanya. You heard about Krishna. Are you now in a little more of a mood to observe Rath Yatra? Do you have a little more enthusiasm? All right, close your eyes, and I will give you a benediction. And it said here, they had folds. Everybody fold your hands, like King Pratsaparuja, and I'll bless you. My dear Lord, please remove all the obstacles in the lives of these devotees. And my Lord, please allow them to experience and feel Krishna consciousness through this Rath Yatra festival, and may it change their hearts forever. Do you like that benediction? Or do you want a benediction? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That benediction I don't do. I do Krishna conscious benedictions. May the Lord remove all the obstacles in your lives. Are you fired up?
Yes,
are you ready to take prasadam?
Yes,
okay, let's just do one more chanting. Suvas, was it okay? Did I win the audition? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You okay?
Everybody, one more time. Hari Bol. Rath Yatra Festival of the Chariots Ki. So anyone who would like to contact me, if you have questions or you want to visit my website or you'd like to get in touch with me, please take one of my cards. And if you come up, you might get an extra blessing. I'm known to do that. Otherwise, go take prasadam. That's an order. And eat to your full satisfaction. Hari Bol. Take the card. May Krishna bless you. Hari Bol. Jai. Jai. Hari Bol. May Krishna bless you. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.